Now, we come to verse 9, and as we do, we come to his last words and listen to him. This has been a triumphant note. Now it's not so triumphant. Paul faces reality. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Why does he say that? He's lonesome. He's down in that Mamertine prison. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. He's lonesome. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Old Demas took off. He couldn't stand the heat. And he had to get away. And so he left Paul. And he's departed unto Thessalonica. He got off pretty far peace, by the way. And Crescens went to Galatia, and Titus unto Dalmatia. Now, whether these other brethren had a legitimate excuse for leaving, I don't know. I think Titus did, but I do not know enough about Crescens to defend him. Now he says, only Luke is with me. Good old Dr. Luke, he stood by Paul. And take Mark and bring him with thee, for he's profitable to me for the ministry. Bring John Mark with you. And you remember, Paul wouldn't take him on the second missionary journey. But Paul was wrong about him. John Mark made good. And now Paul is able to say, and I'm glad he said it here, on his deathbed, he says, bring Mark with you. He's profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. Now, Paul sent him away because he's pastor of the church. He can't just stick around Rome all the time if he's pastor of the church in Ephesus. Now, will you notice something here that I think is quite interesting? He says, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee. Paul was cold down that Mamertine prison, down in that dungeon. Cold down there. Paul says, bring my cloak. It's cold down here. That's for his physical need. And the books, but especially the parchment. That's something for his mind. He wanted something to read. Something for his body, something for his mind. There's something for his spirit, too. This is not it, however. Verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. And believe me, his reward won't be what Alexander will think will be a reward. I think he's going to be judged for doing what he did. Of whom do thou beware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. He says to Timothy, when you meet Alexander, don't let him soft soap you. He's one of these laymen that pat you on the back and then crucifies you when you get out of sight. Beware of him. Now he says, at my first defense, no man stood with me. Paul was alone at that time. I don't think Paul's saying this by word of condemnation. He's just stating a fact. But all men forsook me. And now I think he's saying that they had turned their back on the faith. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. I said there was something that was spiritual here. The Lord stood with me. The Lord was with him. There's something for his body, something for his mind, and something for his spirit. And you and I need that today, whether we are in prison or out of prison or wherever we are. And it's nice to be able to say, the Lord's with me. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I think that's Rome he's talking about. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. And Paul was going to be translated there. Now he closes with some more names of people. This is personal. Greet Prisca and Aquila. We know about them. Paul thought of them at the last. He led them to the Lord in Corinth. And the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletus sick. Do thy diligence. Here he asked him to come again. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. You've heard the swan song of the Apostle Paul. Until next time, when we begin the book of Ezekiel, may the Lord bless you, my beloved.